This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
That's Audrey, Ed Stovin in the house.
Hello.
And we really want to thank Offsite Logistics for all their support. Hey, if you're doing an event out in Imperial Valley, then you need these guys a lot. They'll supply you with portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. And you'll never have any problems when you're getting your permit. When you tell the folks out there this is the group you're using, you'll get a green flag, no problem. Go ahead, give them a call, 760-352-8383, and thank them for supporting Dirt Radio. So the big parade yesterday, the Lakeside Parade.
Lakeside Western Days Parade for the rodeo.
Audrey became a celebrity. She had a bunch of people that heard her on radio, and she was blown away that people actually listened, and they ran up to her Jeep, and well, of course, it splattered all over the side of the Jeep. So she's become a star. So if you see her, she won't talk to you.
Have you given autographs yet?
No.
Oh, that one will stop her heart. No. She gets. Or usually the pictures. A lot of people usually like to get their picture taken with you.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
I haven't been asked that yet, but
it's coming.
You know, when I do KUSI with you in the morning, right. I usually get recognized for like the next 2 weeks from KUSI, right. And then, you know, 2-3 weeks. Right. I don't know.
But. So good news, folks. Not this weekend, but on the 8th. Of May, I don't know. Are you doing it with her, or are you going to go riding? Audrey's going to host.
Are you off that week?
3 hours of radio.
Oh no, I'll be here.
You'll be here that week.
Okay. Yeah,
3 hours of radio from noon to three.
That's gonna be hard.
So it'll be an exciting show. She's going to line up some really good interviews and some great guests. So if you're into the off-road community and you love this show, you're going to really like 3 solid hours of SDORC Dirt Radio. So what's kicking? What's new? What's up?
Well, the rodeo was last night. It was great.
Did you actually go?
No, I didn't. We tried to buy tickets, but I forgot to buy tickets a couple weeks ago, and it sold out.
Yeah,
so
sold out.
You can't ever try it the week of. They're always sold out. It's a big deal. They sold out Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
You see what they did to Lauren Finney? They put her in the one of the clown barrels.
Oh, yeah.
And rolled her around the infield. Yeah. She just had a baby. I mean, she's in there and they bounced her around in it. That girl will do anything. She is absolutely amazing.
Oh, one of my best friend's little girls got to go Thursday night for the first. They do the stick
ride with
horse,
rides. Yeah.
With a little. Yeah. So Pauline got to go out and run.
Run
in
with
it.
The horse.
Yeah. She's like out in the front and you see her going out in the front and then right at the very end, right as she's coming up to the end, she trips on her boots and falls.
Plop.
And yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
that's
and
so traumatic.
I know.
You should see the Mutt Busters. That's the one that's funny.
I love that. Yeah. That is so cute.
Put a little kid on a furry little sheep, and they try to hang. But there's nothing to hang on to but the sheep's fur.
Yeah, yeah. But Robin and Josh, Robin's our old board member, and she, our old secretary, she had her kids there last night. They were supposed to do the stick horses last night.
Aww.
So, yeah, Cole and Cheyenne. And then when Cole's old enough, I'm sure he's going to do that. Allen family has been linked to the rodeo for many years, as well as my married family, my mother-in-law, Barbara Keener. The Keeners, actually, her great-grandpa started the rodeo over 70 years ago, started the rodeo here in Lakeside, and then it went for a good, I think, like 18 years, and then they stopped for a few years, and then they brought it back, and since then, they've been going, I think this was the 57th annual Lakeside Rodeo that's happened.
Wow.
So it's pretty crazy.
It's a neat event. I've been to it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's just like what you think, and it's one thing after another.
It's absolutely amazing. The beautiful rodeo queens on their horses. Their horses are just decorated and so beautiful. The Lakeside Rodeo yesterday, I love seeing all the horses out. They had the Border Patrol horses that were there. There was like 20 of them. They had a couple of different groups there, a couple of different car clubs. The high schools were there, the marching band. And then the Off-Road Coalition, we took up one of the largest sections of the Lakeside Parade.
You're talking about the Lakeside Parade.
Yeah, we took up one of the largest sections.
Through town, like the day of the main day of the rodeo.
Yeah.
Because they do it Thursday night and Friday night. Do they also do Sunday?
Yep, Sunday's the...
So there's one today also.
Yes,
but the big one is Saturday
night. It's actually right
now.
It starts at, it starts at 12.
The big one, the one everybody wants to see is Saturday night.
Yes.
But Saturday morning, they do the parade.
Yep.
And our organization, San Diego Off-Road Coalition, has had a float in the parade for decades.
Sounds like Ed didn't go.
No.
I didn't go. I went riding. I've been to it lots of times. And my good buddies, Andy and Jeff, wanted to go dirt biking. So we went out to Corral Canyon. And I'll talk about that in a while. But the parade, it's an awful lot of fun.
It's a lot of
fun. Well, it's just a good community event.
We had several people show up yesterday morning. They sign the waiver. We feed them some breakfast. And then we stand around and wait until it's time for us to line up and start going. And we get to visit around the different floats and different things as that's going on. And then actually partaking in the parade. So Norman Ritter and Rob Smith cooked us some food, and they went over to the park, and then we always set up over by the VFW at Lindo Park in Lakeside afterwards, and we give everybody lunch, and we do a raffle because we have a lot of the kids. So we had Cactus Park BMX riders with us.
That's awesome that you're supporting those guys.
Oh yeah, so we always do. There's so many that come out of Cactus Park that actually turn into Olympic riders.
Oh, I know.
or turn into nationalists. They go do the extreme mountain bike riding.
Yeah. I've had them on Racer Radio. I mean, they
really,
they're hardcore too, boy. They don't play.
It's great training. You can race two or three times a week.
Yep.
And
I don't know how they get the track so smooth.
Yeah, they work at it.
The workers, the volunteers.
You must go out there with sandpaper. I mean, it's just as smooth as a baby.
They drag it. Yeah, they drag it.
But I mean, it's baby smooth. It's like cement.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
Oh, I practiced there a couple months ago. At Lakeside. I rode BMX when I was a young man, teenager. It was a lot of fun.
Didn't have it when I was a kid.
No. It started in the mid-70s.
I'm
surprised you're not in Cal BMX.
I am.
He is.
I raced with them.
Where were you this morning?
In my bed.
Well, you don't support nobody anymore. What, are you becoming the non-supporter?
Where were they at?
Still
building
this Yamaha.
Huh?
No, today was flat track.
Oh, flat track.
I do motocross.
This was motocross. This was all Cal BMX.
Cal BMX does both.
Yeah, well, they were promoting next week's race out at Barone Oaks.
Ooh.
That wasn't Cal BMX. That was Scott Burnworth.
Yeah, but it's the Cal BMX motocross.
SoCal Classic. I've done that race tons of times.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you
Scott's
weren't there.
Scott's a great guy.
Even Ron Radigan, but all the vintage bikes.
Oh, no, Ron.
All the vintage bikes were there from this. There was an OSA. Looked like it was brand spanking new right out of the box. I mean, the guy that...
Oh, Keith Linus probably brought
just
that.
Some beautiful bikes, Hondas.
That's
and
a story.
Makos and... Yeah. Well, you don't have any vintage bikes, do you?
I got four.
Well, how come
four
you weren't there?
Four vintage race bike. I don't know.
You don't support nobody anymore.
I'm a terrible person. I'm building a 73 MX360, and I just got the call the other day that my cylinder and head are done.
So what are you going to do with it? Are you just going to build and put them in your house and stare at them?
Yeah, I'm going to race it.
No, you won't.
I got
you
my
don't
shocks.
Go anywhere.
What do you mean? I go never home.
But that's okay. We didn't need you anyway. We had a good. We had a really good crew. There were a gang of people there.
Yeah. You
so you were there this morning?
Well, I had them come to KUSI because I had Scott on Racer Radio last Sunday promoting it.
Oh.
So I told him, I says, why don't you, I hate doing it, but I got up at 6. I got up at 5 and got him there at 6. We did a 6 event and a 7 event for another car club. But I want to see Barone Oaks get off, survive.
Yeah,
I would
me
love
too.
To see that track do well.
Yeah, but
I've raced there lots of times.
It takes participation, and it takes people, and it takes involvement, because that's where the problem is. If you don't get involved,
that's part of it. There's also politics with the tribe.
The drag ship doesn't have a problem with it. Yeah. The circle track doesn't have a problem with it. So if there's a problem with the tribe, then it's the people on the motocross side.
Yep.
It's not the tribe. Mm-hmm. You can shake your head all day long.
I
know.
Disagree with that,
you know
too.
How long?
I know a lot of members of the tribe myself.
Yeah.
And
you know how long I've been dealing with
there.
Barona Oaks?
Yeah.
How long, Dave?
Since it was first put in back in the 80s.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's the people that are on the motorcycle side. It's not the Indian. It's not the tribe. I'm telling
you. Tribe actually does want that.
I have gone
to
the tribe and talked to them about the track. That's because I'm a fanatic about keeping tracks alive and well.
Different members run different side of the road.
Well, but it's still the Barona Oaks. If you're representing the Barona Oaks, I can't imagine what kind of problem they'd have with the Indians. I mean, they have to follow all the rules, regulations, and, you know.
No, they don't. They don't. They're,
well, I mean, as far as safety goes.
They can do what they want. They're like an independent entity.
Who?
The tribe.
No, I'm not talking about the tribe. I'm talking about the Barona Oaks. They, you know, as long as they follow all of the rules, just like the drag strip does and like the circle track does. But anyway, let's take a break. Right here on SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
Sorry, I was reading an email. You asked about important news.
This is a radio show, and you blanked out. Wayne Miller Tire, they've been with us since day one. Talk to us about them.
Oh, I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah.
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. He's here for any of your tire needs. If you're just looking for your daily driver, you need some new tires, just so you know, there's going to be a shortage on rubber coming up here pretty soon. Uh-huh. That's what I've heard. So you want to get those tires taken care of sooner rather than later. Give Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee a call at 619-596-2800.
All right. Very good. Yeah, good folks, man. Definitely somebody, if you're in the need for service, help, or just tires, Miller is the one.
Yeah, I was on a job site this week. I got two nails in my tires.
Well, of course
so
you
I need
did.
To go get my, I don't feel like changing my own. I mean, I could. There's no
can
reason.
You well, why? Just to KJ, your husband?
No, he could. He'll pull the nails, plug them, and send you on your way.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's
proper
what I'm
ways to pull the tire off and put one of those mushroom patches on.
Yeah.
With a plug in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, let him handle that.
We'll let him handle it. I need a tire
maybe
rotation.
Maybe Wayne Miller could take care of you.
I need to work in my spare tire, and you know, because it's brand new and all my others are getting wasted. So
this coming Saturday is Corva's annual meeting in Sacramento.
Excited.
It's at Prairie City State Vehicular Recreation Area. So I'm going to be heading up there. I'll be back for the radio show, and I'll be back for the TV segment in the morning with the San Diego Adventure Riders. But I'm heading up.
No, you won't.
Do my best.
No, you won't.
Thursday night, I'm heading up, and Friday morning, we're going to Henry Coe State Park. We're going to have a look around. And,
that's
and
actually
see what that
really
looks like.
Huge. Last year, with the legislation that happened and what went down, our lobbyist, Kathy Lynch, worked into the legislation with Amy Garnett. When we lost Carnegie, and a lot of that all went down, and we had to give up Carnegie and the battle, five-year-long battle of legislation
to
protect
the expansion land for Carnegie,
get
it used for off-roading.
Yes. And
so we lost that battle. But in exchange for that, we may be able to add some off-road trails to a state park called Henry Coe. So we're going to go out there and look around and see just how that would play out.
But what's huge is that's actually with state parks. So there was legislation written in, SB 155, which says that it will be added in and that they will look at our, there's an existing, 280 state parks in the state of California?
About that, yeah.
And there's 9 state vehicular recreation areas within that are state parks. So we're going to look at the existing 280 and try and figure out where we can get another state park up in the
vehicles, Red Rock and Anzabrego, but this one we're trying to get some trails in there, and it's an interesting area. It's got some varied terrain. It's a very large park. I forget how many acres, like 80 or 90,000 acres, and we're looking what would be viable would not bother too many people. Apparently, there's a mountain bike event there. There's a group that advocates for the place. And some Corvette people went over there to have a look last week, and they said it was a long, curvy road to get in there. It was really took a half an hour from the highway to get to the park, and that you probably would not want to bring a long trailer on that road. So that's one way, and there's multiple ways in, but that was the primary way. So I'm heading up there Thursday night. I'll go to Henry Co. on Friday, and then Saturday is Corva's annual meeting. And Corva is California Off-Road Vehicle Association. That's the big organization that looks out for off-road vehicle rights in California. And so we'll be having an election for the Northern Board of Directors. We'll be deciding on the Corva Awards for Off-Roader of the Year, the Best Club, Legislator of the Year. There's a variety of awards. And then we'll be doing some of our Corva business. We'll be talking about places and events and legislation, the usual sort of business of trying to promote and protect off-road vehicle use. So I'm looking forward to it. I should be back here. I'm coming back, flying back Saturday evening, and I should be at the TV station Sunday morning. Dave doesn't think so. I probably will be trying to sleep.
Probably. Well, you can sleep on the plane. It's only an hour.
It's an hour and a half.
So I sent a couple people to call you. I don't know if they did. Zeno from Bon Giovanni, is he supposed to call you?
No, a fella named Guy, adventure rider, he called me.
Guy Moser, he called you, or he was supposed to call you. So he
did call me. Guy did. In fact, he rides with the guy I used to ride trials with, Tom Englehart, and he wants to start a website promoting adventure riding. Like more hardcore riding.
Right.
They said they rode from Plaster City to Laughlin off road, 300 and something miles in one day, which is just mind bendingly far.
Jeez.
I've done a 120 mile day, I thought was pretty big. And that was almost three times that.
And if you meet Moser, he's not in any good shape. I mean, he's not in shape. He's pretty chunky. And so it's pretty amazing that he would do that.
Start early and ride fast.
Yeah, they did the Sea to SEMA a couple of times, where that's basically from Glamis or the sand dunes all the way through to Nevada, and that's a few hundred miles in itself as well. So it doesn't surprise me you can go from Plaster City and go the opposite way over to Laughlin.
And, and they have dual sports, so they may have to go on the highway a little bit here and there, but you do the best you can.
Well, that's what a dual sport is, so you should be able to.
Which is great. I'm sure they run over and do the Bradshaw Trail.
Yeah.
So anyway, so your event coming up is for dual sport riders only?
Yeah, you need to have a street legal motorcycle that can go on the dirt. You could go around the dirt sections if you wanted to and stay on the pavement, but that would be sort of cutting out the fun. Mm-hmm. It's really geared for adventure bikes. Those are the bigger multi-cylinder motorcycles that are off-road capable. So like the BMW R1200 GS, the Triumph... I forget the term they use. They have a 1200 three-cylinder dual sport.
I can't think. We just had it on TV and I can't.
Ducati has the Scrambler and the Multistrada. Yamaha has two Tenrays, the 700 and the 1200.
BMW's got theirs.
BMW has the 1200 GS,
right.
The 800 GS, which is kind of a neat bike. That's a parallel twin.
A little maintenance.
KLR 650.
Friend of mine's got a GS 1200 and he was off-roading and he was going and he's amputee. He has just one leg, but he's got his bike and he rides hardcore. Got into a real sandy and he laid it over and didn't realize it, but it dislodged the air filter.
Oh no.
And he rode it and rode it and rode it, and all of a sudden he had this horrendous engine noise in it and thought he blew it up. And two people said he did, two people said he didn't. And it turned out to be the rockers and the chain. They just adjusted everything up really good. But, yeah, the engine was full of dirt and silt. So if you ever lay it over, you might want to just pull the cover off.
That's a particularly easy engine to work on. Right. Those are the BMWs where the cylinders stick out of the side.
Right.
And you can just work on one cylinder with the whole engine still in the bike.
But it's just a maintenance idea. If you lay it over in the dirt.
Well, you want to look it over. Yeah. Well, and that's a lot of bike to take in the dirt. I don't know. That's 500 and something pounds of motorcycle.
Oh, I know. And he's an amputee. The knee,
which
knee
is
down.
Even tougher. Yeah,
that's what I would think. But he's going to call you because he's got a bunch of guys that or either that or I can give you his number and you can call him. But
I'd like to talk to him.
There are lots of guys that love to do this dual sport. They really do.
Oh, it's fun. And this is for a good cause. This is going to help the San Diego Off-Road Coalition in our work to keep places open and advocate for the rights of off-roaders and the San Diego Adventure Riders, who have a magnificent, wonderful website with a forum with thousands of entries of all kind of rides that people have done. Like, the ride reports are amazing. Any ride you can think of, somebody has already done it, and they can tell you a little bit about where we stayed, where we got gas, where we got parts, which trail, where do you cross, and it's really it's pretty special. You want to go up to the Arctic Circle, or do you want to go from Plaster City to Salton City? That you can find that information out there and their
that's
website.
Really neat.
So that's a lot of fun, and also a lot of bike stuff. I have a certain motorcycle, and I want to do this or that to it. And us motorcycle gearheads, we love to change things on our bikes and make them improved, and then make them personalized. If you're taller or shorter, you want it to fit right. And most people want to get more performance out of their bikes. What's funny?
So are you raising money? I just sent you Zeno's number. So are you raising money or anything or something for this?
Yeah, we charge for the event. We charge. It's $100. You get dinner. You get a T-shirt. You get a route. And we have a raffle. Oh, Klim, KLIM. They make some high quality adventure riding gear.
Yeah, but supporting a charity, or is this just
SDORC is the charity?
The what?
Yeah. SDORC.
Oh, okay.
We're
the charity. We're the charity.
Oh, perfect. All right, let's take a quick break. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
I can hear your voice saying, "Won't you ever learn?"
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by PRMI Mortgage. Good old Chris Wiley. Boy, I tell you, he's amazing. If you need, if you're in the military and you need to do a little refi or anything to do with real estate and financing, you got his number.
619-733-1303.
Cool. So give him a call. Thank him for supporting STORC Dirt Radio. Also, San Diego Off-Road Magazine, if you've not seen it, heard about it, I don't know where you live, but this thing's been around since 82. Steve and Sherry have been supporting the off-road community better than anybody out there consistently. Stories, classifieds, events, what's open, what's closed, legal. You name it, it's all right there. Go to SSORM.com, SSORM.com.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I say.
I like SNS Off-Road Magazine. Their event calendar is phenomenal. Plus,
they have everything
every month
coming up.
They want readers to send in their stories, their adventures, their photos with a little heading, and then they usually throw it in.
Sure.
This coming up month is Mother's Day here in, 2 weeks? So it's going to be Off-Road Moms for this volunteer section
or May section
of photos in SNS Off-Road Magazine. So I'm looking forward to that. Submitted one or two photos in there. We'll see which ones make it.
By the way, you want to do a shout out to the two people that chased you down?
When I was at the Lakeside Parade yesterday, I was shocked because we're on air and we ask for people to send us emails, bring us topics, areas of concern, anything that we need to be active in or aware of that we might not have been, or give us more input and feedback on. It's not that often anybody actually responds to us.
It's because we do a good job.
Sometimes
it'd be nice to hear from people.
Yeah, I like the input. I like to know. Make me aware of something else that's going on, or
another
point of view.
So you got inundated.
Yeah, you know, my Jeep is wrapped with San Diego Off-Road Coalition Dirt Talk Radio on both sides of it, and I had a few different people run up to me. One of them worked with Michelle for, you know, 25, 30 years.
And that'd be my wife.
Yes, Michelle Stahl, your beautiful wife. I absolutely love who should be at the Roddy dog show today, correct?
Yep, she's on her way home.
Showing off some dogs, but his name was Steve Hortzman. He was one of the parade officials yesterday, and then there was another one with the Lakeside Chamber of Commerce. Nina, who came up and talked with me for a little bit, said she tunes in every weekend and listens every weekend to us. So, hi, Nina. Hi, Steve. I definitely told you guys I would do a shout out to you guys. So I just say hi and thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. And to anybody else out there, again, if there's
like
anything
Rick?
Else.
Rick? Oh, no, he's in Moab, isn't he?
No, Rick's back.
Oh, you're back, Rick?
Yeah, Rick's Hello. Back. He was there at the parade yesterday with us. And I think he got back on Monday from
Moab.
His
white Jeep?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so were the McFeeders. Doug and Carol were there, and the Allens, Robin and Josh. And we had a big crowd. There was a lot of us, a lot of them with us. Jesse on the three-wheeler with his son Spencer on the dirt bike. And it was so cool having, you know, the 12-year-old. He loved it. He kept popping wheelies and having a good time down the parade route. So it's only once a year you get to actually ride your dirt bike
down the
Main Street and pop a wheelie in front of and have a crowd sitting there watching
you.
So, and nobody cares. They're screaming and yelling and encouraging you. So it's pretty awesome. But then aside from that, what I was thinking about what our next topic was going to be when we came back from this.
Well, you know, something funny happened to me riding yesterday. I went with two buddies to Corral Canyon. We parked in Pine Valley and went up Bear Valley Road and took Kernan Cycle Trail in. And then we found our way onto Bronco Peak, which is a very difficult trail. So we're riding Bronco Peak, and we get to we're going east to west, and we're going down a very rocky.
Oh, yeah, the waterfall.
Is that what that's
called? Yeah, it's called the waterfall.
And there was 5 4-wheel drives in there. Like kind of stopped and looking and walking around, and so we stopped and talked to him a little bit. And Andy said, "I could not believe bringing a 4-wheel drive into this place, because you know you need to have a really well put together vehicle for that." And then one of the guys goes, "I can't believe you guys brought motorcycles in here."
By the way, did you tell him we do a radio show?
Heck no.
What?
We're out dirt biking.
Ed doesn't ever promote. He doesn't know how to promote.
Did you mention SDORC to join?
Of course not. We're riding motorcycles. We got our helmets on.
I mean, I see people on a dirt bike. I invite them to the Mayfair. I'm not even on a dual sport. I'm inviting. I went to TDS's meeting. I was like, we've got
trail.
A dual sport event coming
we
up.
Were like,
you were taking a break. You were sitting there shooting the bull. You probably talked about everything
I was like concerned about surviving on this trail.
No, you weren't.
This is a gnarly trail.
No, you
this
were
is the
chatting.
Gnarliest trail.
You were chatting.
It is not, actually. You can ask half the 4x4s. There's one called Jack. I've been on Bronco Peak many times. Actually, thank you. But there's one right there called Jackass, which is much more extreme than Bronco Peak.
You were talking about that last week. But you got to start
this
promoting.
This is pretty hard.
But you got to start promoting SDORC and the radio show.
Yeah.
Right? Right.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Because, I mean, the more people you tell, the better it is. I mean, the more people, you know, you guys always say.
You have to send it out into the environment. If you don't send the vibes out, then it's not going anywhere.
And if you don't know, I'll bet you 9 out of 10, they don't even know that there is an SDORC, or they don't even know there's a radio show.
Yeah.
So your job, if you're the president, we should demote him.
Yeah, demote me to land use director.
No,
Roy Denner was.
No, you're just gonna.
That'd be the right position
you're empty,
for me.
Somebody to step up.
You're just gonna empty trash cans at the meetings.
Should have seen those devil eyes looking at me.
Then we hit the Ranger Trail, which my friend Jeff had never been on. And that's the trail that I did a lot of the work on making. And that was it's been 15, 17 years. I forget how old that trail is, but I got to. Yeah, so an SDORC meeting. Richard Tall, he's retired, but he worked for the Cleveland National Forest. He was the recreation manager. He came in and said, "We're doing travel management where we have to certify all the routes, and we're interested in making a new route." So I put my hand up. Yes, I will help. And he said, "Well, we want to make a 4-wheel drive area, and we want to make a motorcycle trail." So
then he put his hand down.
Tierra del Sol. The club made some of the 4-wheel drive trails, and they did a great job.
Yeah,
and I said, "Let's make a motorcycle trail." So I went out there a bunch of times, and we started with ribbon, and we marked a route. It got approved, and I cut it in with my motorcycle, and it's a nice, it's a challenging route. I would call it a black diamond route, especially we're going from west to east, so we're going the uphill way, so that was harder. It was definitely a challenge. There was a spot where we had to get off and like help each other up the rock, which is kind of funny.
We should make him a shirt. Ask me about S-D-O-R-C. And just make him wear it. Or
no, if make a jersey, not a shirt.
And if he doesn't wear it, we'll tattoo it on his forehead.
That's a good idea. Put it on a jersey.
I like the jersey idea. I think you'll be able to pull more and start more conversations with it, just like with the wrap on the Jeep.
That's kind of funny.
It's for that whole reason. People tag me. I have tagged me on Instagram, and I've got the little Instagram.
See,
on
that's
there,
perfect.
So people photo me and tag me on it. And hey, I seen you over here. I saw you on the freeway. Yeah. And,
do you have SDORC stickers on your bike?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm shocked.
And my car.
Yeah, but no one's gonna.
Not on my van.
No one's gonna look at that car.
No stickers on my van. Yeah.
Why not?
I want it to look like a work van.
That big tuna boat. Mm-hmm. Just put it on the back window. I finally got my van back. Thank you very much to Bumper Doc. Santee did an awesome job. They painted up all because the roof was rusted. So he did
I went to Bumper Doc and they didn't want to work on my van with the rust around the windshield.
Which one did you go to?
On Convoy. Well, the one like a quarter mile from my house.
Santee. Yeah, but how long ago?
2 weeks.
You talked to Gus?
I don't know. I talked to a woman.
Oh. Yeah,
so she pointed to the place behind Carcoa.
Carcoa, yeah.
And I went over there, and they took care of me.
Oh, okay. That's interesting, because I know Gus would have done it.
They said, no, we don't do rust repair here. We only do, like, regular body work.
I told him. He says, I'll have to do this and that. And I go, no. Just sand it down, put the chemical on it that stops it, and then just paint the freaking roof. I don't. It's only a 2000. It's not a 2020. I just wanted to get rid of the rust look because it was ugly.
Yeah, so they did a great job.
But that was in Santee.
They did a great job, and I go get it, and I'm driving, and I'm like, wait a minute, where's the rearview mirror? Because I got a new windshield.
Oh. Yeah.
So they brought it over to them, dropped it off, and it snapped right on.
Oh, yeah, they just took it off.
But, they did a nice job.
Yeah. But anyway, I got it back, so I'm thrilled. It took a while. It was really funny, too, because it was there for a while because he's super busy, and then his dad went on a cruise, and last week he says, oh man, if I don't have it ready next week, it's free.
You got the little motorcycle rack on the back for the monkey, so you could have brought the monkey to your monkey?
What, no, the
monkey?
Rack.
No, what is it, I want Joe the Holler? Monkey.
No, you can't have my monkey.
I mean, you painted it all nice.
I know. Well,
I've got a really nice
4x6 trailer with a ramp that I put the monkey in, then I went and bought the motorcycle front wheel chalk. And the cross beam on the, I drilled it, put bolts on it. So now I can ride up and it'll cradle in that. And then I just put all new tie downs on the outer part of the trailer. I'm set.
Nice. I was going down the freeway the other day after the rodeo or after the parade. And I seen a guy, not part of our group. I just want to say that. I was just going down the freeway and he's headed up the 67 to Ramona. And I seen how he had his bike strapped in. And it was scary. I was like, oh, man, you hit a bump, and that's coming off. Like, some people, they don't tie it how it's supposed to be tied down. They don't know where to strap it.
But, see, that's why I wanted that front wheel cradle.
Yeah.
And
it makes all the difference.
Well, when you roll your wheel in, then the back part comes up. So you've locked it both ways. And then I put tie downs all the way at the bottom of the trailer.
Yeah.
You know, instead of up on, because it has a rail that goes around the top. Well, that's only an angle like that.
Yeah.
You want it to pull down on the and kind of compress the suspension a little bit.
Yep, you want more of that angle.
Yeah, and I usually run another strap through the back wheel because it's a.
Because if you don't compress the suspension, you don't strap it tight enough, and then you hit a good enough bump, and that suspension just comes down and in. Especially depending on how loose you got your shock in it, then you're going to lose that tie down right there, and then there goes your bike out the back.
That's right.
And so
I'm a stickler, and I usually. You know, like if I go to Barona or wherever I go, I usually stop halfway, go out, check all my straps, make sure they're tightened down.
That's one of the things that, you know, a lot of people don't think about being new into the industry with all of the newbies that we have in our industry that have just recently bought dirt bikes or side by sides and they just went out and got the,
they
just get a flatbed and they, you know, grab the side by side and throw it down.
Oh, put it in park and set the brake.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's there when you, there's techniques to making your vehicle stay on the trailer.
Yeah, never tie it to a wheel. You always want to make sure you strap it to an axle and, you know, how you attach to an axle, because I've had other people that have like, oh, yeah, let me just hook this on the shock tower real quick.
Oops. And then the next thing you know,
the shock tower wasn't welded very good, or it's already cracked and got a cracked weld on it. And then, you know, you just rip that right off and
oops.
There's an accident.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we got to take a quick break.
Yep.
And we'll be right back after this.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Southwest RV Service. Boy, if you're looking for a good service department to keep your RV trailer fifth wheel in tip-top shape,
South Coast RV.
Well, you didn't send me the sheet.
South Coast RV Service Center in Chula Vista.
Bingo. Talk about it.
Yes. South Coast RV in Chula Vista. They're here for any of your repair needs. Just like you said the other week, they don't need us advertising for them. They have a waiting list right now, but it is the end of desert season, so it is imperative to make that call and get it in. Get your roof repaired. Get your windows
resealed. Roofs are a real problem on those. They come with cheap roofs.
Oh, yeah.
You need a place like this to put a good quality roof that will last.
Yep. Every 3 years, we do a coating.
3 years?
And we'll get up there and we'll throw coating on the roof. It's $400 for the
product.
The product, and if you want to do it yourself, I like having the professional do it, just because
Me too.
I don't want to be up on the roof and I'm
kind of scary.
You got to sand off what is there. You got to reseal it up. You got to put the coating on. And
do they
let
come?
It go.
Will they come to you?
I don't think so.
See, that's my problem. I've got a trailer.
Mobile repair.
Well, I've got a trailer that's on property. And the guy next door is building a house, and once he gets that house built, I won't be able to take the trailer off the property. So I'm going to need to, maybe we'll.
I have a referral for you for that.
Do you?
He's not an advertiser for us, but he was at the Ocotillo Wells Clean Desert event in February, and they sponsored the Clean Desert event. They gave out a bunch of free swag, and they are called the Mobile RV Doctor. And he's local to San Diego, and he's called the Mobile RV Doctor.
Send me some info.
I think it's just, I think it actually might just be RV Doctor, but they're mobile. It's a mobile service. They'll come to you and then take care of it where you are.
Yeah. So. Well, this is a 2022, 2020, 21. It's a 21 trailer, so I've got time, but I actually want to add another AC to it. It's only got one. I want to put two on it.
Oh, yeah. Cutting a hole in the roof. That's a big...
Well, it's a 30-footer, 39-footer, so it needs a...
Yeah, it definitely needs that second one.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely
over
needs
the bedroom.
That second one. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah, give me his contact info and...
Yeah, I will. I talked to him back in February about coming and being a part of the Lost Lizard, so I'm definitely happy to share their information. I haven't worked with them yet, so I can't say what the service is like,
but
I can definitely say it's going to be, you know... They're a newer up and coming company. There you go.
Well, more and more people, will buy a fifth wheel or a trailer, and just put it on property and never move
it
again.
And
they may not even own a truck. Like in my situation, where I bought it, they delivered it, set it up, did the whole nine yards, so I didn't have to fool with it.
Is that your
guest house?
Or you
could have my situation.
It is for dog people.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. You could have my situation where my truck's been in and out of the shop for 2 years and technically still shouldn't tow my fifth wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. It's kind of like boat people at the marinas. There's boats that haven't left the slip for decades.
Well, I didn't buy this trailer to drag around. I bought this trailer strictly for, people that are either coming out of town to buy dogs or what have you. And they've got just a nice place to stay versus, in our house, which is cluttered.
Yeah.
So I went down to...
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I went down to Michael's yesterday, and I was looking... They wanted me to do a NASCAR segment on KUSI Friday. And, they wanted me to bring a race car in. I go, well, how am I going to get a race car, in...
2 days.
Yeah, not even a day.
So I thought, well, I'll see if I can find a die-cast model. So that's what I was looking for. But then I ended up at Michael's, and they had all these vintage, you know, metal tin signs.
Yeah.
You know, like
you telling me you didn't have an Earnhardt one you could bring in?
Well, I had that, but I ended up buying, I bought six of them. And it's STP, and it's Mobile, ooh, and it's Texaco, and they're really, really cool.
Nice.
So I nailed them all on the wall. Michelle got home last night. She goes, how long have those signs been up there? I says, 2 months. She goes, really? They've been there? Because she constantly never sees when I put stuff on. Never, 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 never. So I told
Michelle,
her
I hope you're listening.
She is. So I took her to dinner last night. She goes, those weren't. I go, no, I put them up Saturday. She goes, she said, I thought I was losing it. Yeah, but yeah. So no, yeah, I'd like to talk to those guys because I mean, trailer. I'm telling you, folks, the problem with a leaky roof. Yep. Is it when it leaks?
It gets into the sidewalls,
you don't
and
know.
You just destroy it. Destroys your whole trailer.
You do not know until
realize.
It's too late.
Nope, and it's already coming rust, apart and expanding and falling apart.
Yeah, and the heat from the sun.
Yep.
I'd almost like to build a cover over the top of it, but
oh, sure, that'd keep it locked.
Yeah,
cooler.
But I got solar panels on top of it, so well, if you do that, it'd be kind of hard for the sun to get to it.
Yeah, end of the season. You're talking about all the boat people. I know this weekend is Desert Storm. It's Parker to Havasu. They basically take up half the Colorado River and half of Lake Havasu is for all the off-roaders end of the season. You have the best in the desert racers. You've got a lot of the big names that go out there.
What's the event?
It's called Desert Storm 2022.
So is it just kind of the last event of the season?
It's pretty much the last event of the season.
It's a competition?
It's not really a competition. It's more of everybody just goes out to the
just
the
have
land.
Fun.
Yeah, the
off-roaders have been moving to Havasu in droves. I've
yes.
known a number of people. They love it there.
Yep.
Oh, I know
Arizona.
Lots of people that have packed mm-hmm. up and got out of Dodge.
Yep.
And
yeah.
It's a beautiful place. You have the lake, and there's a vast amount of desert on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
There's a nice city, a community there. You can get a house for inexpensive.
Laughlin's
well, I don't
gorgeous.
Know about inexpensive anymore
well,
because
compared
everything.
Compared to what? Compared to my neighborhood?
Well, I'm just saying because I told you about that friend of mine who moved to Yuma. Moved into an 800 square foot house and paid $220,000 for
oh
it.
Oh my gosh.
And I talked to a friend of wow. mine and he said 2 years earlier you could get that same place for 80.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
All these states
I think are, the whole country is has
well everybody's
stepped
doing
up.
It. I yeah. mean Utah, Idaho.
Yeah.
Any of the states that
Californians
are
moving to in droves because
are leaving
California
Texas,
is just like
Texas, Nevada, Arizona. And you know, and the beauty of it is whatever you're in California, you can sell it, and that pain of buying another one out there isn't going to be that bad because you'll make a bucket load of money off if you have a house here in California.
Yeah.
You just can't move back.
You just can't move. You won't afford it.
You can't move back.
You can't move
just
back.
Just that simple. So, yeah you got to be real, real careful. But, I mean, I didn't have the heart to tell my friend what those houses were going for a couple of years ahead of time.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's 800 square foot. You know how tiny that is?
That's a small house.
Yeah. And they came out of a 3,200 square foot house and a one-car garage under the house.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this weekend was also the Scouts West event up in Calico. And I know that Corva's there, and I know that a couple of other clubs are out there, Point Magoo, and Scouts West is putting it on. That was a big event out of the Calico Ghost Town this weekend. There's a couple
Sounds
more
fun.
Events that are going on out there. I know TDS is doing a run out to Calico and a few others for the summer, and there's a couple summer events going on. For our summer event, we have a quick fundraiser. I don't have it up on the website yet. I've teamed up with Sherry Hendrickson from Pacific Island Brewery, and we're going to be out at Pacific Island Brewery in Santee for July 17th, Sunday the 17th, for a car show, off-road car show. So I don't know if we're going to do the Bolt-On Beauty Queen or the Denton Ding Beauty Queen.
We need to come up with categories for prizes.
We need some awesome categories to vote on. So if you have any ideas, please send me an email, info@sdorc.org. I need somebody who's good at puns or good at, to come up with a good...
Good categories.
I'm stuck on Ding Beauty Queen just because I like the rhyme of it. But
we had a lady up in her and her husband, or I guess it's more of her boyfriend. She would do the burger run up in Vista.
Yeah.
And she would spend all year making trophies, you know, and she would literally take die-cast cars and she'd rush them out and dent them and she'd say, best paint. And she would do, and I can't, there was one with an outhouse and I cannot remember what the, so she's got all of those little slogans.
Oh, wow. I would love that.
We should look at that.
Yeah.
People actually went to that show just strictly for the trophies.
Yeah, I would too.
And she'd put little manic, little guys and stuff and, you know.
That's what our guy does for our Lost Lizard trophy for the checkpoints. He collects trash from the desert all year long, and then he makes a trophy that's from all this weird, oddball, random.
I think it's
weird stuff out there.
You got to have an awesome imagination to come up with.
Or go to Michael's. Or a hobby shop or Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise, where do you guys get all this stuff?
Yeah, that's one of them.
And it's funny when you make creative trophies, that's a major draw.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Instead of your cheesy little plastic trophy with a Jeep on top.
Yeah. Desiree's doing custom trophies for the Lost Lizard this year. The Lost Lizard's going to be the first weekend in November, November 5th, Saturday, November 5th. Out at Superstition again, and Desiree has is doing collapsible fire pits because more and more heavily regulations are coming in for camping campgrounds in the forest or Corral Canyon
where you can't have it on the ground.
You can't, yeah, exactly. So she's created these collapsible fire pits. So instead of a metal trophy, which has been a picture frame, which just has a thing on it. And the poker
I think Competitive Metals is donating the metal for her.
Yep, Competitive Metals in El Cajon has always been a big-time sponsor.
Those are great folks.
Oh, yes, yeah. Shelby Hall has been absolutely amazing.
The last part of the number is 4130.
specifically for Cromali.
Right. That's cute.
And 4130, I love it. But yeah, Competitive Metals will have those collapsible fire pits for the Lost Lizard coming in. So that's an idea for some sort of trophy like that. I'm not exactly sure, but again, info@sdorc.org. We need our membership. We are looking for a new lobbyist. Our lobbyist had our intentions and in heart, so she didn't really charge us that much. And we're looking at facing almost double the cost for a lobbyist.
Really?
So, yep, become a member, sdorc.org. Get involved. You could have helped us or partaked in the Lakeside parade yesterday.
Yeah. Go to the website, sdorc.org, sdorc.org. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer. Because we'll be doing this till 6 in the morning. Nothing wrong with going all night long. Tough to put the brakes on. Doesn't matter.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit sdorc.org. That's sdorc.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.